Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Welcome Saturday Night Grudge Inc. I'm your host, Teo Russo. What is up, Grudge World? A lot of stuff going on this weekend. Got a lot of stuff to report coming up. So we're going to get our bearings going. And got a lot of flack from last week, our discussion. And I'm sure it's going to come up again tonight. So everybody strap in for that. Got to give a couple shout-outs right now. My boy Dirt Wagner. First annual. Well, you know, I'm going to hold on to this one for a second. I'm going to get to this in a second. Because I got to wait for Tyson to come in. I don't want to do this without him. I don't want to spoil nothing for him. He'll get a kick out of this. Little Tony race is coming up next month, July 26th and 27th. That should be a pretty solid race. A lot of people going to be heading out to that. And then right after that, the next weekend, Donier is going to be, he's going to be in Cordova, August 2nd. They're going to be ripping it up there. And then right after that, the next day, Big Drag, my boy. They're going to be having the third annual Grudge Fest at Byron Dragway. Man, it's just going bam, 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 bam right out there, man. Good deal. Big Drag's a good friend of the show, good friend of mine. And actually, he's not online yet. I don't know if he's going to come in or not, but I want to get this out before he does come on. I'm going to surprise him and come out. So I'll be out there August 2nd and 3rd. See what kind of trouble I can stir up out there. So I'm going to try to come into Tony's race, stay out there for a week, and then hit the drags. And then hopefully, I mean, it's warm enough for me out there because, you know, if it's too cold, if it's below 60 degrees, I go into freeze mode. So I'll try and bring some California sunshine out there, see what's happening. Also, real quick, I guess Tyson's going to be late, like always. The first annual Vegas Shootout coming Friday, June 27th and 28th at Kansas International Raceway in Mays, Kansas. I think that's how you pronounce it, Mays. If you want more information on it, I got a little bit more. Gates open Friday at 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. on Saturday. And if you have Facebook and you are interested in going, you can contact Dirk Wagner on Facebook, and he'll get you all set up. And that should be an interesting show. I'm trying to pick and choose which ones I want to go to. All the good stuff's always back east. So we'll see what goes on with that. Little Tony's race, Donye, and my boy Big Drag. If you're in those areas, man, go out and support those guys. I'm sure it's going to be a great time. Last week, we had a big topic on the show. With some stuff going on at Milan. And I wanted to get to some stuff out here in California with our boy Donald, who is trying to get us a drag strip out here. And he won a seat on the city council again. So he's in there for 2 more years, making all kinds of noise. So hopefully we'll get Donald on the show and he can tell us what's going on. And I see my boy Shake online. Shake, hit your one button, babe. There you go. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Tayo?
Man, you sound far away. Where are you at? You're on your way to Cali?
I'm in the mighty D.
Hey, let me send it. I'll have to send these China girls back right now then. I haven't heard from you for a while, and I thought you were planning a surprise attack on me and going to come knocking on my door, and I'm going to have these Asian women open up the door and shock you.
Oh, man, that'd have been a Father's Day figure in a minute there. What's going on,
Jake, man? We got a lot going on, man. You know, Tony's race coming up next month. Donye's on the 2nd at Cordova.
Donye's on the 22nd. You say Donye's when? When is Donye?
August 2nd at Cordova.
Okay.
And Big Drag's on the 3rd in Byron.
Oh, I've been to Byron before. That's
so,
nice,
yeah.
Right?
I'm sneaking out, man.
Hey, you forgot one.
Which one did I forget?
Biz is on the 19th of July. We can't leave him out.
Oh, I did forget that. See, that's why you're on here, man.
Yeah, we gotta give a shout out to Biz. He ain't never
Biz
done
is
no
right,
wrong.
Definitely. You know what? I looked at the schedule, but I saw his later in the year. He must have a couple of them.
I don't know.
Well,
what
Biz on the 19th.
He is on the 19th. Hope everything turned out all right with that. We should get
his
show and talk about it. It's like an hour and a half from us. It's at the track called Onondaga. It's a brand new track. It just opened up last year.
Oh, so Biz is gonna be sneaking back up to the north.
Yeah. He trying to get it
on. Home is where you lay your head. But you know, you never forget where you come from, man. Good for him.
Well, you ain't never supposed to.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you come from. Well, we tend to do that sometimes. Yeah, Biz got a race coming up the 19th of July. I forgot to ask him who all he got some boys from down south coming up here. I got to find out who.
You know, I got to tell you this, man. I'll get to. I got so many things I want to get to. I'm so excited about tonight. So
don't
I'm trying
bust.
Not to get ahead of myself.
Don't bust off now.
But listen, I didn't give a good. Didn't get. I'm getting all crazy. See, I can't even talk straight. I got to give a shout out to some people real quick. Now, Brandon, I don't know if you talked to Brandon from Black Boy Racing. I want to give a shout out to him. You know, Georgia boy, hype man, Miss Super Sport, calling in the show, supporting us. And we try to give it right back to him and everything. And well, those shows down there, they get wild.
Oh, yeah, they hype. That's why his name Hype Man.
And you know what? And I want to give them a shout-out. I hope they come on tonight because I just want to, you know, I don't get a chance to tell them because we always get into subjects and we're talking, but
right.
How much I appreciate them calling in, man.
Yeah.
They're a lot of
too.
Fun.
I really like them. They are another family to us, you know. I talk to them all the time.
No, I agree, man.
They doing their thing. They doing their thing, trying to get in some racing every time they get a chance. A couple of them got their car together, and they running people in the bushes now.
Oh, she's going. She's vicious, man. She's going after them. He's like, like that kid that show Cheaters. You know, they sneak up on you with the cameras. Oh,
yeah.
She's jumping out on everybody.
I see. Matter of fact, I might have to call a couple of them and remind them because they'll probably be on, but maybe a little later.
Oh, yeah, they'll come on. They'll be in. I don't worry about them.
Yeah, because they always text me right before the show and tell me to come on or tell me what the topic is.
Yeah, I text Tyson because I wanted Tyson to hear what's going on, man. I have a special announcement that Tyson needs to hear.
Is it about Vega?
Oh, you know it is, baby.
That's like medicine to his mouth, man. He ain't gonna want to hear
him,
that.
Hey, listen, I told him. I said he had a guy. He had a G-body for sale. And he goes, oh, you like the car? I said, well, I'd buy it, but this is too much money you're asking for. He goes, it's got this in it, the motor, the tranny. Hey, I said, you can take all that stuff out. I'll buy it for $1,000. He goes, really? I go, yeah, because you know what? I said, I believe in the marine life, and I throw this car off a cliff, let the fish have a home. That's what I think of these cars.
Ooh-wee. He ain't going to want to hear that.
That guy looked at me like I was nuts.
Did he want to sell it for real?
Yeah, he had a for sale sign on it. You know, I get in those moods. But it was a really nice car. It was. That's why I took a look at it.
Yeah.
But, I don't see me in that car. I know too many people see me in it.
Man.
Yeah, but I got to get him in here, man. Was he sleeping tonight or what?
I don't know. We got some good weather today and tomorrow. Today was excellent. Tomorrow's going to be even hotter, 82. No rain.
Fine what?
Day. Yeah, man, we've been getting it in. It's half of the year gone. We just stopped getting some good weather. Oh, Lord. Here it is, 6 months looking at 7 months into the year, and we just getting some good weather, Tayo.
You might hear some background noise over at my house. That's the air conditioner coming on. So So I apologize to everybody.
Put it up to the phone so we can get some of that cool breeze.
No, man. It's been warm out here with a slight breeze. But listen, man, have you heard any lashback?
Huh?
About our discussion last week?
What about it?
Dude, have you heard? I've been hearing all kinds of shit from me.
Oh, yeah, you told me you've been getting texts and stuff on your Facebook. You got to share that with me, man. Let's know what's up.
Well, you know what?
Janine ain't call you? I mean, ain't text you?
No, I left the message on her page. You know, hey, I want her to have a chance to respond. I don't want to be like a dick and just talk bad about her. Or I don't want her to think I'm talking bad about her.
Well, some people don't have an answer for it, so they're not going to respond. Not a good answer.
But here's the
anyway.
Thing, though. They might not have an answer, but people are still going to support that track.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know.
You know what I just thought about?
What's that?
On that, what you just said, they're going to support her track. And it's sort of like buying cigarettes. People going to buy them, and they still know it's going to give them cancer. They're going to buy them anyway. It's the same thing.
But the only thing is this, though. That pack of cigarettes, they never used a racial word before.
Somebody said
pack of cigarettes. Never go around telling anybody they're packing a gun.
His cigarette is a gun. That's close as it can get.
Yeah. Well, that's by choice.
You end up in the hospital and they got to take out half of your lung.
You know, I just, to be safe with that. Oh, look who's looking in the bushes. You better hit your one button, son. I've been waiting for you. I start talking bad about G-bodies, and look who come hit the one button. Come with it.
Don't even acknowledge it. Just ignore it.
Man, I've been waiting all night for you to get in here, man.
I ain't tell you to pull me out the bushes.
I got you, man.
I was in the bushes.
Because, listen, I got
out.
An announcement just for you.
What's going on?
I got to tell you what's happening
on
June 27th and 28th at Kansas International Raceway. First annual Vegas shootout, baby. Let's go. I'm coming to pick you up. We're going.
June 28th and 29th.
Yep, we're going to Kansas. We're going to look for Toto. We're going to watch the Vegas run.
Follow the yellow big road.
That's it, baby. Right to victory lane.
We're off to see the Vegas, the wonderful Vegas and all.
Wait, hold on, man. I got to get some of it. Yeah, baby.
You're going to catch me in those Vegas shootouts.
Tyson don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear that shit. God,
that's your new. That's your new theme song. We off to see the Vegas, the wonderful Vegas of all.
Listen here. I want to hear that shit. I'm going to put my own phone on mute. How about that?
Why would I hate like that? That's your idea.
Come on, Tyson. Let's go out to Kansas.
I guess I ate earlier. Because if not, I've been throwing up right now.
Hey, Tao.
Yeah.
I just asked Tyson to come on, let's go. You know what he said? If I only had a horse.
That's it.
No, he ain't going to go because he's got a brain.
I got to show him how to get there. He just ain't got no heart.
Listen here, Shake. I can deal with one Vega. I got to deal with KO. I got to deal with one. But multiple? Nah, I ain't got to deal with multiple.
I'm a drunk. Come on, man.
Hey, that would be such a fun road trip. Come on now.
I'm going to pick you up and say, hey, man, let's go to McDonald's, and I'm going to hit the freeway, and I ain't going to stop.
Don't stop till you see the yellow brick road.
Right.
That's okay. I just Googled the nearest goddamn airport or bus station. Don't mind.
Hey, all I have to do is call Miss Supersport, and y'all bet your ass will come in.
Oh, yeah. You know what she's going to be chasing us with?
She's going to be chasing you. I ain't going to be there.
She's going to come get you.
Get
out of line one time.
She's going to come get you, man.
Listen here, Shake. Ain't nobody scared of Miss Superstore.
What?
Oh, don't. Dude, let me tell you, man.
When you get some balls.
She's waving that bad boy around.
Ain't nobody scared of her.
Chasing. She's going into the bushes. Chase them out with that thing.
Hold on, y'all.
Excuse. He better be scared. Unless he like it.
He's already checked out, man.
But he clicked
off. He's checking to make sure she's not on the show or nothing. Hold on. Jay, Shake, hold on, man. I'm going to bring a caller in right now. 678-5261. Who's this? Hello?
That's Georgia.
Let me try him again. 5261.
What's going on, Tayo? You know who the fuck this is, man. All the motherfuckers come on in if I start turn the fuck up. Hey, Tayo, you better be real scared of that big old dick. They come in 12 and 24. They come in 12.
Oh, Lordy.
If you get one dick, you get 12. If you get two, you get 24. Well, how do you do?
And if you whack now.
We'll get the third one in there. That's 36.
Hey, hot man. Hey, hot man. Tell him to come two for the price of one plus a dollar. All for the price of a stand up in Harlem.
Hey, what they always say, I'll buy that for a dollar. Oh, man. What the fuck going on, people? What's up, Shake? What's up, Tayo?
Much, man. You know what? I gave you guys a little shout-out a little early. I don't know if you were on the line or not. But Brandon.
I've been on since about 10 o'clock.
What's that?
I've been on since about 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gave a little shout-out to Black Boy Racing. Brandon, all you guys down there, man. I want to thank you guys for supporting this show and calling and having some fun with us.
Hey, man. Anytime, man. Anything got to do with racing, we there. Anything. And, you know, once we get, you know what I'm saying, moving around, we just try to, you know, put some things in place. But we're going to start moving around. We're going to start going to other states, coming out there, fooling with y'all for real. Y'all going to start seeing our face. It ain't going to just be a video or a phone call. We're going to be in your face. We're going to be live action. We don't give a fuck who it is. We're going up through there. You know what I'm saying? We ain't itching out the dick. You know what I'm saying? For nothing. This, people going to have to start getting this motherfucker like for real.
Oh, man, no. I'll tell you, man. You got our support.
Hey, I did a video just for you, Shake. And Tayo, I did another video. You know what I'm saying? We all can see this thing. You know, Miss Supersport on the highway.
Real, yeah, I saw it. I just saw it today.
Real street. Everybody talking about the car, race car. We on the highway doing numbers. Real fucking street. Girl, these folks talking about, man, you got a race car, Miss Supersport. So we put the videos, these motherfuckers see us on the highway. We ain't on the street. We on the highway doing 80 and 90. So while everybody talking about race car, not going to happen. And that motherfucker, Georgia boy. Boy, every day he called me, talking about taking some more weight off.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know what we're going to do with him.
he gonna be a three wheeler in a minute.
Keep taking man, that weight off. That man gonna be with that. You know them wagons that you used to buy your kids back in the blue red wagon. They say something about flyers.
Yeah.
He gonna be one of them with a motor on it in a minute. You gonna be pulling that bitch.
He gonna put it in his backpack.
That's gonna take me to my next subject right now. Hype. Listen to this. I was watching the video from Detroit Hood TV.
Right.
And Big Will and those guys had their remote control cars out at the track.
Oh, the RC car.
Oh, man. Those things were fast.
You talking about that little red car?
But then, oh, no, not that one. That one was pretty cool, too. I want to know who was inside that thing shifting gears.
He was pulling off on the boat, man.
No, these guys are racing RC cars.
Oh, wow.
And Will's got one that's electric. And he was giving a shout-out. He was calling out Detroit. Anybody from Detroit... And nobody bounced.
Hey, Slouch, number one stunner, stood up to it, but when he found out it was a pro mod or a drag spill, he bowed down. Them little electric cars get the fuck up out of there, man. They faster than regular cars.
Big Wheels is a dragster. It's long. It's long.
Wow.
Those things are even like yesterday's news, man.
Hey, Big Will is off into that stuff deep. He goes from state to state. He be in Maryland. He be in
yeah, he
was
saying
there's
a circuit.
Yeah,
a circuit
they travel. Yep.
Really?
Oh, man, it's big time. They be betting money and just same thing we do with cars. They do it on a small scale.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I got to get one of those. You know, hey, Tyson, I got to get one of those RC cars with a Vega body on it. Yeah. I'm going to zip up and down your neighborhood with that thing.
Is he still alive?
It's going to be rattle can red.
Is he still on the line?
His mic's open.
Oh, okay. He probably in the garage.
Man, I wish Will would call in, man. I'd like to talk to him about that stuff.
Tyson in the bushes.
Yeah, he stepped out, man.
It's cool.
Probably got a bigger name on the other line.
If I was him, I'd be in the bushes, too. He's smart. I know I wouldn't want no woman chasing me around with no damn big-ass dick like that.
Dude,
right.
That one. Shit.
Right.
See, she pulled that motherfucker out. You know what I do? I leave the track. I'd be like, you know what? I'll see y'all later.
I'm going to tell Tyson. I'm going to say, Tyson, whatever you do, don't surrender. Don't just give in, man. Don't surrender.
He got surrender. Ain't no win.
We're going to have to change his name.
He's going to have to head to Zemdar Hills.
So he gonna have to
yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you what's been happening, messages I've been getting. I had some nice ones about the discussion last week. My people listening, we had a lot, a shitload of people listening to the show.
Right.
A couple weren't too nice. Want to know why I'm starting shit. And I'm like, wait. I messaged them back. I said, listen, I'm not starting anything. People, they have a problem with something. They want to come on my show and talk about it. We talk about it. I said, the other guy's more than welcome to come on and talk about it. I said, obviously you heard the show. You could have hit the one button and said something. But I know it's an awkward situation. But I still think it's something that needs to be looked into.
Now that caller that you were talking about, was that on Facebook?
Sent me a message. They sent me a message. They inboxed me, and just thought it wasn't a cool thing to do, to blow up their track like that.
Well, it's not cool what they're doing on the track.
Well, you know, I agree. I mean, I'm not for it.
You said what's wrong?
You actually have. Well, the guy told me this though. That I shouldn't report on anything unless I have all my facts and both people are online. And I said, I agree. So Saturday night, tell whoever you need to tell to come on. And tell me I'm wrong. Or the people that are complaining are wrong.
Right. All right.
And then the guy says this. And he typed me, he goes, well, I don't know who this big drag is, but I don't think he should view his opinion the way he did. And I text him back, obviously you don't drag race. If you don't know who big drag is, you don't go to the track.
And ain't everybody entitled to their own opinion?
Yeah. Hey, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with people having their own opinion, doing what they want. But still, this is the second time it's brought on my show, and the second time that we haven't heard from Mylan Dragway. And we won't. And that's fine if they don't want to come on.
Well,
I'm not convincing them.
The door is open. They welcome to come in and discuss it.
Always. Everybody's open to welcome, discuss whatever they want on this show. You know, I've had major meltdowns a couple times on the show. People can come in and say what they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the whole story. But it's amazing how the same story a year and a half later is coming back around again.
Yeah.
Just with different players. So, I mean, hey, I wish everybody luck out there. I mean, if this stuff is true and it's going on out there, I wouldn't support the track. That's me.
Yep, you're 100% right. Ain't nothing wrong in saying that.
If none of it's true, but dude, I mean, you saw the picture, Shake.
Yeah, I saw it.
That welt just don't bounce up.
That didn't come from just pulling off the exit.
Yeah, that's not a slap. So something happened. Something definitely happened. And you know what?
What?
The Adams family don't have nothing to lie about. They don't even go to that track anymore. So what are they gaining?
Man, I sure wish we could catch up with that kid, Tony.
It's crazy,
Tony.
Yeah, I wish he'd call in, but he, you know, lawyers may have told him, hey, don't talk to anybody about this. We get some background noise right now. So, I mean, I hope that they get to the bottom of it, Shake.
Yeah, I do too, man, because it ain't going to do nothing but just keep
keep piling up until it become a big old sore, and then somebody's gonna get hurt.
Well, I don't want to see Wayne get blindsided by anything either. You know, if something like this is going down and Wayne doesn't know about it, you know what I mean? I don't want him to be like guilt by association and he knows nothing, because I don't think he does.
You don't think he know anything about it?
I think maybe he may have heard about the incident, but doesn't know.
So now I think it's time that we bring him on the show and get his opinion. Remember,
yeah,
we was talking about this once before. I think it's time now we do Wayne and then we do Jay Bond.
Well, we need to find out first. I think we need to talk to Wayne, or somebody from Milan needs to talk to Wayne to let Wayne know what's up. But I think he knows about what happened. I don't think he knows all the details.
Yeah.
Hell, I don't even know all the details, you know. The detail. But I just think that, you know, it's something that needs to be looked into. I mean, anybody else carry a gun at these tracks? I mean, is it that bad there?
No.
Hey, Tyson, you there?
There has not been a reason that I have seen for anybody to even have to have a gun at the track.
Tyson must be on the other line. Well, it would be interesting to find out. I know they started to touch a little bit on Tony's show, Little Tony's show last week.
Yeah, I the one brought it up.
So, you know, if something's circulating.
Yeah, they know about it. We need to get that guy Tony, whatever his last name, Tosinski, on the show. We need to talk to that Kim and see if she can get him on the show, man.
Oh, that'd be nice.
We need to get him on the show.
But even when he comes on. You still got to put, he's got to want to come on.
Mm-hmm. But if we don't give him the proper invite, he probably won't.
No, I sent him a message on Facebook.
Yeah, but I think that Facebook, if it's anything like I think it is, some people probably won't look at their Facebook pictures. I mean, their Facebook notes for a while, or they'll ignore it. I don't know how that Facebook stuff really goes. But
well, I'm sure the Adams family have talked to him, told him about we had it on the show, and to come on and stuff. But you know what, though? It looks like I got to shift the gear real quick. So, you know, I've been harassing the Street Outlaws.
You going to third or fourth?
No, we just going in the third right now.
Okay.
We're driving a 6-speed tonight, so I got a bunch of gears left.
Now, what's with the Outlaw?
So, you know, I've been harassing the Street Outlaws.
Right.
You know, Mommy Dave, Slow Ass Nova, you know, those guys. So they put a top 10 list up. So naturally, I had to leave a comment. So this is what I put on their page. Oh, I found out how to get back on the page. If you like the page, then you can go on there. And I was just going on when a friend of mine would comment. Then I would leave a comment. And then when I tried to go on my own, I couldn't. I'm like, oh, they blocked me. So this is what I put. They have their top 10 list up. So I put, where is Tough Enough from Chicago and Crazy Kelly from California on this list? They beat your 1 and 2 on this list, fake-ass racers, and then this guy named Keith, he was writing stuff for people who write negative stuff. So I said, Keith, sorry for the negativity, but this is some of the worst racing ever. This is all just the WWE put into street racing. It's all fake, and they never lose on TV. So I put that on there and put it on their page. So now, get this. This is what they call the Sonoma. They call it the fastest street race truck, because it's never been beaten by any other truck. So he's already been done beaten by Tough Enough out of Chicago. So now they got to find another title for him, and they stay the fuck out of Chicago. How do you like that one?
They didn't mention about the butt whooping from Chicago, did they?
No, hell no.
No,
they don't mention about the butt whooping from California with the Nova. When Kelly went out to Oklahoma and whooped their ass.
See? Yeah, you was right. A bunch of fake-ass racers.
And everybody salivates to that show. So now I leave comments on there.
Now, you know they have... You know they when they came to Detroit, that was supposed to be one of their episodes, but it got foul play. So they're gonna have to they're gonna have to replace that episode.
Well, they keep getting their asses kicked all the time. They're not gonna have anything to replace it with. So look at this. I'm on that Big Chief. What's his name? Big Chief or Fat Chief? Whatever his name is. So this is what I'm doing. We're doing this live on the show. I'm going to write a post. But this is what I'm putting. Hey, you fake ass racers. Call in to my show . You don't have to be scared. We're not racing.
We ain't gonna bite them.
Now put the number. And I also put on there, when I sent my stuff out on Facebook, if anybody had their number, to call them to come on the show. Give them the number to the show. There. See if they took it.
Push in.
See. I think they got me. I think they do have me blocked, because now it's not even coming up. Because when you hit send.
Yeah.
See, you
are. They usually acknowledge it.
Yeah. We'll see, man. We'll see if they call in. Yeah, I didn't even take it. What a bunch of little bitches. Oh, there it is. So if you go on their site, this Midwest Streetcars, I put it on there. Hey, you fake-ass racers, call into my show, and I left the number.
If they happen to call in, is it going to be one of them argument huff and puff and cuss?
Do you want it to be?
No, I want to get some answers.
Okay. Then we keep it calm. Well, you know they're going to call in stupid.
They might be a little toasted right about now. All
they ain't
going to
call. I'm telling you right now, they're not going to call in.
I don't think they are. No.
They won't call in because they'll come up with some excuse that our producers don't want us talking to any radio shows, doing anything commercials. We can't do anything.
Pussies.
That's all they.
We get.
I want them to call in. You know, and the thing is why do these guys have to pick their races? Why not go out and race the baddest guys?
That's too much like true.
I'm telling you, man. We'll put that top 10 list up against grudge racers.
Grudge racers.
Grudge racers, 10 cars. See how they fare. And televise it. That way. Would that or would that not be a good show?
Yeah, it'd be a real good show. But they would lose on the big end because if somebody here from Detroit beat that butt, now we get all the attention.
The show going to cancel mode.
Yeah, they don't want that. Yeah. They don't want that.
It'd be the Grudge Outlaw Racers. And then I got a thing on my page. I don't even know who it was from. It says, do you think Tina, the chick who's got the S10 pickup truck, because she crashed her car, should she still have the 10 spot? I left a comment like, dude, who the fuck cares and why are you sending this to me? They're all fucking slow. I don't care. All she's good for is to put in the backseat of a car. Care what she was fucking racing.
What you say? Oh, what?
I said, I don't care what she... She put her in the backseat of a car. That's what she... She's good looking, man. Put her in the backseat. Fix her what you do after the race.
Well, you think,
not before.
Yeah, I miss... Need to drive Miss Daisy, huh?
Oh, yeah, shoot. She's not a bad-looking woman. I guess her husband wrenches on the car, and she drives.
Hey, I tell her like this. I say, if you beat me, I'll do you. If I beat you, you do me.
Now, I'm not saying that women can't drive.
That's a win-win situation.
I'm saying that. All I'm saying is that top 10 list to me is a joke. And they tell me, and Dave told me when I was in Vegas last year,
did they give you a list of the top 10?
Fastest cars.
They gave you a list of the top 10?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's Daddy Dave, Murder Nova, Monza, Doc, Derek, Dominator, Chuck, Andrade, Varley, and Tina. That's their top 10 list.
Okay.
Bring that top 10 list to Little Tony's race in July. And that top 10 read after that, Donye, 901, Primetime. Watch. It'll be a whole different list after that.
Yeah, they get put in the back seat then. As BET said, they be laying on their stomach.
Put them in the bushes. Yeah, I just don't, I'm not into that bullshit. I just want to call them out for the fake grass racers that they are. I shouldn't say racers. I should say this show. Because really, wrestling is more real than what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys will jump off 4 feet up in the air on the ropes, land on their back. You know, that shit ain't fake. That's what these, I'm going to start calling them the WWE of drag racing. Or street racing.
WWE.
That's it. The WWE. Street Outlaws, a.k.a. WWE. That's what it is, man. I get so freaking hung up on it. I shouldn't even give these guys a play. Man, they just burned my asshole. Tyson, you on here yet?
He probably ain't right in the mix of a car.
Oh, he's got one in the booth?
Probably.
Have you talked to Sleep at all this week?
No. Sleepy was on Cadillac Joe's show for a minute, for a hot second last night. I heard him talk. Oh, you know Cadillac Joe's sick, man. He's been
down and out. What happened?
I've heard he might have had a touch of the flu.
Oh, man.
Because I called him for 2 days, and his phone went straight to voicemail. So that's what everybody's been saying. He's been under the weather because he didn't even make it to the race at 41.
Oh, no shit. You know what he needs? He needs some California sunshine and some Chinese women.
Pick
that shit right up.
You give him the sunshine. Let me have my women. Don't give him my women.
Man, gotta fix him up, man.
Leave Miss Lee for me.
Oh, don't worry, man. Miss Lee got 15 sisters, man.
And you know they all talking about now. Me love you long time.
Love you long time. Little Book Book over here. Little Book Book over there. You know, it's all good, man.
Hey, hold the show for a minute. Let me wind out for a second.
Yeah, I'm gonna give Sleep a call right now. Get him in here. Find out what's going on in his world. I can find out what's going on with him. And find out how his car's coming along. He's going to tell me at the last minute to come on down. I don't want to miss that action. So let me see if I get him real quick.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 113-5. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is...
Sleep just done in the bushes, man. Yeah, but, you know, I'll go back to Will, man. Big Will. That RC stuff they got going on, that's pretty badass, man. I think I might have to look into that. If it comes in a Vega body, I'm getting one. You have way too much fun with those suckers. Hype, you still there, babe?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, well, so what's going on down in Atlanta, man? Talk to me.
They had a race today at Edenton, but I didn't make it. I think they had one at Albany today, but, of course, we had some other things going on down here. They had an all-ladies car show we went to. Pretty cool, though.
Is that where you guys are rolling on the highway too?
No, we were actually going to Summit then.
Oh, okay.
We live in Summit.
Oh, okay.
I just called Georgia Boy. He should be tuning in a second. Oh, all
Georgia
right.
Georgia Boy ain't shit.
Oh, that's him calling. Yeah, man. He's calling me.
You guys are stepping on the road, man. I was watching you guys put the camera down on the Speedo.
Oh, yeah. That
what hype? She don't race on those tires, does she?
She's a real street car. The folks think she can't drive that thing that fast on the highway. I keep telling these folks, they think all this overdrive and three-speed tramming won't work. Well, we'll prove it to them.
Hmm.
You know, built a car with a three-speed trailer and still get on the highway. I don't know why everybody keep telling them this milk shit.
Prove them
wrong. It was trucking, man. There he is right here. Georgia boy. What's up,
babe? What's going on? What's going
on? What's happening, man?
What your ass been doing, man? You been in there trying to, You been there trying to do some testing and you didn't want to call in until you got finished testing with me? What the fuck?
Hey, Hype. He gotta put some weight in it so it don't float out the window.
You know what I'm saying? That
you gotta put some weight in it just to drive it.
Hey, I'm testing altitude right now.
See?
Hey, that's a balloon. That bitch ain't gonna weigh shit, man.
I'm testing
out two
right now.
That bitch ain't gonna weigh shit. That mother gonna be goddamn like one of those paper cars.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Georgia boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna help you out with this weight problem. When you put air in the tires, use nitrogen. Nitrogen is lighter than air.
Hey, Shake. What's Shake?
Yeah.
Hey, lighter Georgia boy car here. He probably can only get 20 miles per gallon in a race car.
Hell yeah.
Hey, we're about to
have every damn track down there.
Yeah, man, that man told me car ain't going to run no faster than 780. Yeah. In the quarter, it might not. Yeah. That bitch probably got them running the sixes in the quarter.
God damn.
But
nah, man.
That's
a good 750 car. 740.
You hear y'all hear him, don't you?
Mm-hmm. This show's a recorded, bro.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's a good 740 car, man.
Hi, you know a car's light when you drive it across the lake and stays on top of the water. That's when you know a car is light. put some of them paddle tires on the back and use it as a boat and go get across the lake.
Hey, yeah. Oh, man, ain't worry about that. My car ain't light.
You know it's light when you got to put holes all the way around it so when the air blow in it, it just go through it instead of pushing it away.
Oh man!
You probably can put a sail on that motherfucker on the water. That bitch will fly.
Hey, my car so light. I got my eye on the streetcar now.
That
won't
be a streetcar. We scared of that.
No, I'm talking about a real streetcar so I can get away.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a car with no cage, all the interior.
When they see that damn car you got, they ain't going to want to race you. Anyway, they'll say, nah, you try to trick over with that bullshit. We Chevrolet race your ass in the street car.
Yeah, when they see four people carrying you to the starting line, they ain't going to race it.
Hell,
hey, guys, let me open up another mic real quick.
Go ahead.
706. 1828, your mic's open.
What's going on, Tayo?
Hey, what's up,
baby? Nothing much.
Atlanta's everywhere tonight.
Yeah, just checking in.
What up, B?
What's going on, B?
You seen us on the damn highway today, huh?
Yeah.
They keep talking about that fucking we ain't streetcar shit, Brandon. We got them, we proved it every day. I ain't never seen a race car get on the highway.
Not drive that fast.
Yeah, you got a point about that.
What I mean by that is not going from zero to that, staying at that.
Yep.
And that's the beauty.
Should my car tell me, what the fuck are you thinking? you don't slow this shit down, I'm gonna start spitting shit out the side. We'll see who gets the last lap.
Oh man,
she'll really start screaming in.
Hey, Pete, before you got on, we were shaking tails messing with Georgia boy. We were saying Georgia boy, the only person probably got a race car to get 20 miles a gallon because this shit's so light. he got out there put a fuel cell in that motherfucker head. He can run all day on one tank of gas.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Buzz, be nice. I wonder what his secret is.
Is that what?
I wonder what his secret is.
Shit.
Hey.
You can goddamn go 3 seconds down the 8th of a mile here. That don't take no time. He ain't even got time to burn no fuel.
Shit, his car don't weigh no more than a styrofoam cup.
That's what I'm saying here. He shut that bitch off at the 3:30.
See, he probably started off with 100 feet and still running 4:40.
I still got an all sheet metal car.
Oh, we lost somebody.
What's that? That's the new shit called carbon sheet metal.
Hey,
Hey, what are you telling tell y'all that he had David Zimmerman working on it? His car is in Michigan right now at Team Z Motorsports.
Oh, you know, you've had it.
That man over there making them mid plates and all that shit, man.
That's what I believe
comes
out on that trailer.
We already know what you call his car. Your car called a Tin Man.
No, it ain't. It ain't called a Tin Man.
Well, damn sure ain't Iron Man.
Yeah, so late. That man called it like one of them old country ass heaters. He back in them log cabins.
My car all metal except for the hood. The hood fiberglass. The only thing fiberglass I got out there.
You remember what I told you, George Boy? The only thing you got metal on that motherfucker is your seatbelt.
Damn it, man! Hey, you might as well get ready. He's gonna get ready to draw Mike Hill and them Knicks.
Come on, he got Simmons. Then look, he done told on himself already. But he done told Tell, he told Shaq, he done told everybody on their line that he called run 780, and he damn sure ain't talking about 8 miles.
Yeah, 8 miles. It's
about a
780.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only gas.
And y'all that ball, that's something to run 780 if I push down the track full speed.
Hey, Hype, I got a question for Georgia boy. Why was NASA leaving your house the other day?
Who?
Oh, God damn.
Why NASA was pulling away from your house the other day? We want to know. We just want to know.
They
were
dropping off me
a secret aircraft for Loomis. Hey, were they dropping off fuel or were they dropping
that
boat off?
Nah, they were dropping off a block of that aircraft for Loomis.
See? That spaceship stuff. That, man, I told you he'd be flying. Space age technology.
Hey, say George Boy got a spacesuit, huh? Hey,
one small leap for mankind.
George Boy, you be racing. You don't sound like them dudes that be underwater in the submarine.
Hey, tell the truth, Georgie boy. Tell the truth. They came over to size your uniform up, your space suit up, right? You have to be fitted for the right uniform.
Yeah, right. They motherfuckers say, hey, when you get to the moon, let me know we're going to pay the first man to make it to the moon $1 million. Got that thug, y'all already up there with his flag.
They came to bring me a bird on that QC King.
See, that's that new shit.
That's an oxygenated fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no Q16. You got some of that C-23.
Yeah, on this new mission called Operation Quarter Mile.
When we be talking about hit the pump at 112, Joey might be like, that ain't shit. That bitch wouldn't even crank my car.
See, you're saying that's disrespectful.
Hey, man, that man won't even, look, he won't even take no trip down to that damn, to that pump. He really can't run off pump gas. He got to run off manufacturing gas.
Yeah, you got to buy the tongs here. You got to buy about 55 gallons of
them. Man, that man got some in his car. His fuel cell take cold.
Damn.
Georgia boy, what kind of shit you trying to do, man?
Remember back in the day, the train, you take that coal and burn that coal? That man got a fossil fuel maker.
Hey,
damn.
Man, don't laugh at that man.
Goddamn, George Bush be calling George Bush. Hey, you got some more of that coal, though? Fuck no. You got to pay top dollar for this goddamn coal.
I'm cheap, man. I run out of chop, though.
You run out of what?
Well, whatever. You got your own goddamn, tell them you got your own oil refinery in the backyard. Go ahead and tell these folks.
Mm-hmm.
That man got one of them things like he's taking that thing to go up and down. What you call them things?
The oil rig.
That man make his own fuel. This shit here ain't worth a damn. I'm going to make my own shit.
I wonder what kind of octane that is.
Shit, boy.
That's
23 and up.
That C-32, that motherfucker a hot pink.
Yeah.
He making some of that homemade nitro methane.
Hey, get what he called it. hey, you know what he called it? He called that shit astronaut fuel.
Simmy man.
Homemade nitro methane.
Yeah. He don't need spray his car. He used that propane shit to spray.
Damn.
George, boy, you a hell of a man, bro. I have to admit, I usually don't tell people this, and I usually don't tell a grown man. But I'm scared of you, George, boy.
Hey, don't even be scared of me. I got the smallest cube motor.
You're a damn liar. You're more big than mine.
You got the smallest cube motor, and you got the smallest, lightest car ever.
What's that motor you got?
Hey, he got that 350, bro. Hey Brandon, you know that car that was beating everybody? That little car like you wind it up. That car making the sound like a weed eater.
Yeah,
that what George boy car look like with a motor in it, boy.
He probably got like a 300 pound.
That bitch was getting the hell out of here, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, you seen that car? You seen that car gapping them down 6 and 5s and 6 second car gapping
down?
Yeah. But he was leaving on there and getting the hell on. And wasn't no catching him.
I'm going to have to give it back to
that.
I got a small motor, so, you know.
That man played a cat man with everybody, Brandon.
And I'm saying, he talking about he had a smaller motor. His motor bigger than mine. I got a 350.
I know Taylor.
You got a what?
I got a 350.
Oh, shit, I got you.
You're
still bigger than me.
Hey,
Tayo.
I'm going to
leave it at that.
Tayo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's one side of your motor. 350. You got to add the other 350 to it.
What's Shake at? Shake, you still on the phone?
Shake's still on the line.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Y'all saw that car earlier, didn't you?
Kale don't know what I got in the car. He said it one time before, but I ain't going to say it.
I don't know nothing,
he also
man.
Didn't tell us that you got a wing about the size of a helipad on that motherfucker. What's up with that?
The wing.
Yeah, Kale don't know what size it is.
Man, don't get Kale.
I keep quiet, man. I don't witness nothing, man. You live longer.
Don't,
uncle,
don't get in the line. Somebody a damn 350. That's one half of that damn motor. He's got the other half.
No 350. I got a smaller tube motor around here trying to do something with it.
Yeah, on full cylinders. You ain't counting the other side.
Hey, Tayo.
What's all good?
Did you get catch up with Tyson?
Tyson, you still there?
That little 283 six-stone.
Yeah,
I got a six-stone with 283. Hey, I'm telling y'all, when it comes from running, like, did y'all see that car on YouTube? I mean, on Facebook,
I'm gonna put a weed motor in the Malibu.
A cripple man walked through that gap, man.
You probably won't win a race, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, I tell you what, George, let me be your first victim. How much you gonna give me?
Go what?
And then I'm going to be your first victim. How much you going to give me?
Hey, Sam.
Man, I ain't falling for that. I'm falling for that.
So what you saying,
ain't falling for the Yogi Dope, man.
You ain't in the business of giving up nothing.
I ain't falling for that.
That old 800-pound car and the 20-foot wing going in the ball by side of a telegram pole. What the fuck, man?
Telegram
pole, Willie Ball,
good
God Almighty! That man got the biggest car.
He got a hell of a car.
That man got a 620 car.
Yeah, 620
car. I ain't messing with him.
Hey, Tayo, that man so goddamn bad. He put he made Steve Jackson a burning motor up in this gray Mustang. That motherfucker that bad. He made that man blow it.
That man running mid to low sixes on mobile. I ain't messing with him.
No, hey, you made him blow it. You know, he had the ratio head.
Hold on one second.
He didn't put that money, man. He got Phil Schiller goddamn going in the blue book trying to find out how to whoop his ass.
God damn, I feel Schiller.
And it's rough when Phil Schiller got to go to that book.
Hell yeah, he the man.
I ain't making no noise. I'm still in the coma right now. I ain't making no noise. Hey, Tyson, listen. Well, hi, man. I talked to Shake later, early in the week.
Uh-huh.
And we got with BET. I have a race locked in. And Holly
Shane.
Do you remember that?
Who you get a race locked in with?
Think about it. It was done on this show.
You got a race locked in?
Do you remember me locking in with anybody?
No.
Think hard now. Think hard.
I got a race locked in with Lady K. No, I got a race locked in with Lady K. What is Vega?
Oh.
Oh, you sure?
You remember
good.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to figure out what the deal is on this.
She going to wear your ass out with that deal.
What car?
It's another
Vega.
What
car? The new car they got coming out?
What's that?
And then what car, that new car they got coming out?
No. It's my car against another Vega.
Shit, I got a hold on you. Who's not going to do it?
Well, the thing is, he ain't going to come out. But he
ain't
going to
come out.
He locked it. He was the middleman in all this.
Oh, so he was the DP man?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She did say
so
you
no,
got the
I gotta figure out.
The,
I gotta
she
figure
did
out.
Say you got the best guy on the break. I remember that.
And then you say you had a Regal brand.
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, okay.
So now I got a whole ass. From California to Mississippi to go down there to cover my ass because I know he's not going to show.
And what race? The Holly Springs?
Yeah.
Y'all locked in for a certain date?
You know what? I don't remember the date. I'd have to get with BET, but it was one of Witt's races.
You sure it's the one on August 3rd? The training.
That's the date I've been thinking.
Huh?
That's the date I keep thinking it was.
Yeah, I think it's August 3rd.
But I gotta get with BET to find out what exact date it was. Well, but I got to find out.
I remember you locked in because he said she's going to give you the back tie and the break and the clear.
They gave you that? They gave you that?
That's what they, that's what she gonna get KO.
Back tie to break in the clip.
Damn. She gonna get KO.
And then oh, it dude. Was for $500.
And she say she gonna gap him. She gonna get the old Charlie Wilson when he had the Jerry Curl dancing naked on the stage.
Oh.
Get that ass.
Yes, sir.
But Tyson.
Yeah.
KO ain't really worried about gonna that. Show. Am I going to have to drive 2,200 miles?
Damn.
Well, first of all, what you need to do, you need to get her, find a way and get her number and actually talk to her personally and see what's what. Was it a real lockup? Y'all was just, you know, joking around or what?
Well, he set the race up.
It should be a three-way.
He set the race up. It wasn't me.
Well, it should be a three-way then, you, her, and him. Since
right.
he's a deep man, and he got to talk to both the races.
And that way, you know, that way y'all get a better understanding. Because, you know,
yeah.
that's a long ride to go. You know, I mean, if your choice, if you just want to go to which race, that's cool. But, you know, that's a long ride to say, I come to run this person, then, you know, it's a misunderstanding.
If you ever run the 8 miles, because you know that's all what that track is now.
Well, I don't care. It don't matter to me. The part is.
Look like your thing gonna fly.
I mean, I want to go down there just to run at Holly Springs so I can say I was there.
Right.
But
so you gonna be on the radio or you gonna be on the slick?
I'm gonna be on slick.
Mm-hmm. Y'all maybe want to take a damn vacation to go down there, see this race come off.
Hey, Shake. Shake
got one in the bush. Shake got one in the bushes.
He done clicked over to somebody else's line. But I need to know.
Yeah.
If
you
this is
get
something
with him
that's going down. And then...
You need to get with BET.
The thing was,
all three of y'all get on a personal line and see what's what.
Yeah.
And then we were cutting BET for some money for setting up the race. That was all the stuff that Kevin put out.
Wait a minute. Was it called BET race? Ain't BET race in the
Maybe it was BET's race. Maybe that's
Train to Go or something? I think it was
Train
to Go was racing.
Yeah, Train to Go August 3rd.
Yeah, yeah.
Train to Go August 3rd.
Yeah.
Holly Springs,
yes, sir. Yeah.
See, now that's screwing me up because I wanted to go to Drag Race, which is on the 2nd.
Who races?
We're doing some hell of riding to try to make both of them.
Where my Drag Race at?
Drag Race is going to be at Byron.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, you better figure out which one you want to go to.
I was about to say that, too. That's a long-ass ride, then back to California.
Oh, yeah.
$500.
You coming up north. I mean, you know what I'm saying, up here with us. Then, talking about going back. Down south, then go back home. God damn.
Jake, you on the line yet?
Shake that shake going again.
What this
deal
is, man.
Yeah, you got the. I remember y'all was talking about it, but I never heard. You know,
you
like a
lot
of like five on whatever. You know what I mean? Or $200 punk out, or I ain't never heard nothing like that. You know, I heard y'all talking about it, but I never, you know.
Yeah,
I never heard the other end where y'all actually locked it up to race.
he got BET on the phone and locked this race up. And I'm just like, okay, all right, all right. You really want to do this? That's fine. But now I got a locked-in race. And if I got to drive 2,200 miles and he doesn't show.
Well, if it's at his race, he still be there. Good job.
BET got
his
number,
though.
He ain't
going to
be there.
Why he ain't gonna be in his own race?
I don't think he'll travel that far.
You got a lot of shit going on.
No, 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 not BET.
Think,
well, not BET.
He's
got
to come from Detroit.
He, oh. From Detroit? Oh, no, no, no. He was from Detroit.
Maybe we should just try and call and get him in right now. He probably won't
What's
answer the phone.
Yeah, see if he can answer the phone.
You talking about, you ain't talking about Melvin, is he?
Who?
You ain't talking about Melvin, is he?
No, no, it's not Melvin.
Oh, that's the only fool I know, baby.
It was Kevin.
Kevin who?
Kevin with the Vega.
What Vega?
A white one.
I'll say two colors, white and orange.
Yeah, white and orange.
Oh, man. Listen here. We go on to the next topic, man. Man, look here. I ain't going to entertain that shit there.
Oh, that guy, that must be full of shit.
Oh, man. Listen here. I ain't going to entertain that bullshit there. Not with when the name he just said, I ain't going to entertain that. Anybody else? Yeah. But him? No. Nah.
Well, if it's locked in, what are you going to pay poker? Going to pay the pot. If they ain't going to show him, he's going to deposit tail with damn money.
All I can say is good luck on that one. That's all I'm saying. Good luck.
But for real, Tail, going to get him and BET on the line so y'all can come to an understanding. One of them show up, they got to have to see if they're going to pay the poker or pay the pot.
Listen here. That dude, he just said, he don't come to the race at his own hometown track. So he sure ain't coming way down to Mississippi to run nobody. He don't even race at home.
And he's from Detroit.
And he's from the beach. He don't even race
at
home.
But it's still a locked race.
Well, you don't.
If I don't
put it this way, you gonna win some free money.
And he happens to go.
You gonna win some free money? How about that? You got some free
money.
Yeah,
they
gotta
pay. If you show up, you gotta pay either punk out or the pot.
You got some free punk out money. I collected and sent it to you.
Are you trying one of these things?
Well,
yeah.
I gotta figure out what to do.
You're BET on the line.
I think Shake and Bake on the phone, Phil. I think he said he's not answering or something.
Well, BET is not answering?
I don't know who he called. He just said he ain't answering.
I think there's a race somewhere tonight. And I hate to bother BET and those guys when they're racing, man.
I know they got a race in, they got Cox in Illinois. You got a Cox race down there.
Matter of fact, I think they're in Arkansas right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where it's at, is in Arkansas.
Yeah, I think BT and them in Arkansas.
Yeah, they had Prescott, Arkansas.
Yeah.
In Arkansas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah, I've been to that spot.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah.
KO was locked in with Special K?
That's what they tell me.
So what was the race? 5-on-something or 2-on-5 or what?
You know what? I know there was 500 in there somewhere. And Kev made all the steps. So he was going to get 100 out of it. And then the race, I think the race was 500. But here's the thing.
It's some background noise.
Here's the thing. Here's my question. If Kev don't show and I don't show, somebody still owes me a piece of money. Am I right or wrong?
BET said it was supposed to be $100 go to him.
Yeah, that's what Kevin did.
So wait a minute now, let me get an understanding. Kevin set the whole race up.
Right.
And he said he'd pay BET $100.
I think it was either the winner was gonna give him $100 or there's money going to him. I don't know if it was from the winner. Or each of us, we're going to give $100 for setting it up. I got to find what date that show was so I go back and play it. You guys, I'm getting some background noise right now.
Yeah, a lot of it too.
So, what I got to figure out is, you guys know me. I'll travel. I got no heartburn with coming down.
Well, we know that.
But I didn't set this race up. I agreed
but
to
my
do
thing
it.
Is, my thing is, we all know you're dealing with a clown. So, you know, we know this clown don't have this stuff in order. And he be on some bullshit. So, you know what I mean?
I got to figure out this what's going on because, you know what? I don't want to go at the last minute and get a phone call saying, well, yeah, I'm going. And then I got to get the troops together. People got to take off work to drive down with me so we can get down there without stopping.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
getting
the thing.
Background
noise,
guys.
You better make sure dealing with that clown.
Man, I'm getting who's that the background noise? I don't want to close any mics, man.
What kind of sound is it, Tio?
I don't know, it sounds like a TV show. But Shake, you think we can get him on the phone to find out if this thing is real or not?
You might want to.
You better make sure messing with 9 times out of 10, I think Kel was just talking like he normally do.
You know, but the Tyson, you can't go lock up a race on the show and then all of a sudden not show. Kel,
look at this, he did it before with my man with the rig out of Chicago. He did it with him. And he didn't show. But didn't show, didn't call him or nothing. So that dude don't nothing seem amazing with that dude.
I should go through the numbers and see if he's on. Or Kev, if you're listening, man, just hit the one button. I doubt he'd be listening, but no. I don't know, man. I'm gonna try I've got a private number on here. Maybe it might be him. Let me open up that mic real quick to see if that's him. Hey, Kev, is this you? Hello? Hello?
Can you tell me Rick Allison was using Buell stuff?
Man, these goddamn quarters.
Did you put your phones on mute for a second? So I can hear. There we go.
Where that gear set came from, Rick Allison?
Kev, is this you, Kev?
The first gear in the transmission. That low gear. That did come from Rick Allison.
Man, these quarter scale RC cars flying in Big Sound, right?
No, I don't know if that's him or not. But anyway. Oh, well. I don't know what to do about it now. So I guess I got a plan on going.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it, Shank. Have him hit your one button. I don't see his number on here.
He called me before he went to church. He's on his way to church. He told me he wanted to stop by as he got on out. I told him I had one. He went to Walmart and got him some Freon. He said it was. Oh, okay. You told him that. Yeah.
That wasn't it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Shake, did you talk to him?
I don't know.
Shake.
Man, I'm looking at Big Sam's race. Man, these motherfuckers got baby Pro Mod RC cars, man. These bitches fly.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers flying, man. God damn.
What do you want right now, Tyson? Tyson.
What did you say, Phil?
What are you seeing that at?
I'm on Detroit Hood TV, and he was at Big Sam race last weekend. And they was racing
those
RC cars. Huh?
Do you see those remote control cars?
Yeah, these RC cars. That's what I'm looking at now. Most of them baby Pro Mod. Nick Wheeler got on the mic. He was like, any car out there got 10 in the brakes.
Yeah. Let me grab some mics right now, guys. This one. Hello? No one can answer that one, but wow. So I don't know what to do, guys. I guess I just gotta play everything by ear.
Yeah, at least got a month to change to know what you need to do.
Oh, my car's gonna run. I don't remember what the race was. I think the race between me and him was head up.
The So was it on your show or was it on BET's show?
No, it was on my show. It came on my show. I just got to find out what date it was and go back and listen to the show. Usually I write the stuff down, but I think I didn't. I don't know if I wrote it down because I was stunned that he actually wanted to race me. Probably because I'm all the way in California.
Well, the father think you want to make the trip.
Oh, he knows. He knows. I came to Milan from California.
Oh, damn.
So he knows I'll come.
Any updates on that fellow from Milan?
Sleepy, hit your one button, Sleep. Sleep will know.
Gracias.
Wait a second. Whoa. Shake. I'm getting fucking nuts right now.
What's going on?
Shake.
Yeah.
Wait, is he saying that there's no race? Or is he saying that never happened?
He said it never locked in nothing.
He's saying it never happened?
He said he didn't lock in a race with you.
Is he listening to the show?
I don't know.
This fucking guy, man. Kevin, if you're listening to the show, you're a motherfucking liar. Again. You locked in this race. You set this race up with BET. And all I did was agree to it. Sleep, you there, babe?
K.O., what's up, man?
Listen, man. I'm trying to stay calm right now. I have a race locked up with Kevin. Shake, see if you can drag BT in, man, if he's got a minute. Were you on the show when Kev locked me into a race in Holly Springs?
Yeah.
Now he's saying it never happened.
Well, I was on the show, and all you got to do is play it back. You know, the show is recorded.
I got to find out which show it was. See, the reason why I never locked in a race with Kevin, because I'd kick his fucking ass. It'd be like taking candy from a baby. And I don't know why he even called me out the way he did, but I agreed to it. But this is the punk bitch that he is, that Will and Uncle Larry and everybody want to protect. He locks in a race and then back down and says, that never happened. But I'm not going to find that show.
I have to go back to you. You know it's recorded. All of them.
This fucking guy, man.
What was the subject for that night where y'all locked in the race?
You know what? It was probably maybe 3-4 months ago. I don't even remember.
It's been a while.
He remember, goddammit. Anytime with his money dealing with BET, he remember.
Oh, yeah. Because now he's saying that it never happened. He locked in the race with BET. He on my show. And all he kept saying, he kept putting all these tips in. And BET said, Tay, you okay with that? I'm good. I just agreed to everything that Kevin wanted. BET was going to make some money on this. And now he's saying he didn't say it. See, Sleep, this is the bullshit that makes me so fucking angry that these guys are wrong for jumping his ass the way I did. I want them tell me now. Why is there a boy band locked in on? Unfucking believable.
Sound like a coward ass racing to me.
Sleep, can you do me a favor, brother?
Tattail.
Can you? He probably won't. Well, could you see if Big Will will come on the show? I want to see if he was on the show that night.
Let me give him a call. I click back.
And if you don't want to,
I click back over.
If you don't want to, Sleep, don't push it, man.
All right, I'm gonna click over and I click back.
All right.
All right.
You know, I would rather him just say, hey, you know what, Tao? That was just bullshit. I don't want to do it. I was just talking stupid. All right, cool. Now to say that thing never happened, that was all his idea. That was his whole thing. He just spit out of his mouth. And if he doesn't want to do this, that's fine, but you know what? I still got to send $100 to BET. Because BET was out of this, and I'm going to be a man of my word and make sure he gets paid to the fuckhead. But to keep my word, I'm straight locked in. I'm going to keep my word. And if it doesn't go down, I'm going to still send my money to BET and apologize to him and say, I'm sorry I wasted your time, but thanks anyway for trying to slip us in. This fucking punk-ass bitch, man. Fuck him. Fuck Kevin. Lady
no,
K.
You ain't got to pay that. Kevin got to pay it. It's his inconvenience, so why you feel like you need to pay?
Well, I think it was both of us who were going to pay him for locking up the race. This was all Kevin's idea.
Well, Kevin needs to pay.
BT, and we'll each give you $100 for locking this up and everything like that for your race. I was like, okay. I mean, it wasn't going to be money out of my pocket because I was whooping his ass.
So, yo.
Yep.
I told you time and time again before.
You did.
I fell in that cat bag again with Kevin.
You did, man.
I told you time and time again before. You don't fell in that cat bag again with his ass. He don't even pay bets at home. Let it know. That's all I'm
no,
saying.
Shame on me.
You shouldn't have listened.
Shame
the name came
me.
Out of his mouth. You should have said, no, thank you. I'm not interested.
Unbelievable, man.
That's just the type of shit he do.
And this is the type of shit that they defend. So I just, you know what, man?
You get the fake-ass race awards.
Coward-ass race award.
Yeah.
Well, what Taylor called him punk-ass race.
You know, I would never call Kevin out to race. Never. You know, unless he wanted to do something for a photo op or just put two bagels on the track or the hook. I would be cool with that stuff like that. But he set these terms, and all I did was agree to them. I didn't know why he was doing it. We were on the show. I could say, hey, kid, what are you doing? I don't know how I got caught up in this. I just, fuck. But this is just more shit in the day of life in the day of the life of me and him, man.
Don't let it bother you too much, man. We know where you at with it. Don't let it bother you.
I just, man, it's just. It's irritating because it's,
well, I can agree it is, but don't even let this shit bother you, man.
Just come on and say, hey, you know what, Tao? And that was just all bullshit, man. I was just trying to start something for the show. get it going, this and that. I was going to do that. You know, that would have been cool. I would have been okay with that. Jake, you there?
Yeah.
Jake?
I'm still trying to get BG.
Well, you know, I just, anything, but to say that never happened. That's where I lose it, man. That's where I lose my fucking marbles, man.
Well, trust me, you got a lot of witnesses saying that it did happen, so what
well,
he's saying
he,
is.
Here's the thing. There was an incident with me and him, what, maybe a month and a half ago, a month? It's been a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Where I felt he just stabbed me in the back. And I called him out on the show just because of the shit that he was doing to me. And it was an incident that happened. I asked him a week before if he would take care of it, and he didn't. Then he tried to put it back to the phone call, but I called him the week before, trying to tell me it was a phone call. That was a month and a half ago, and what he was doing was just dodging what I was saying to him. He knew what I was talking about. Everybody on the show knew what I was talking about because he was a regular on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that now I'm a liar. There's no race locked up. He's going to spin it to where I'm talking shit now. And this was something that he did.
Man, that guy, that sound like a damn character.
Shake dropped off, man. I don't know. I hope he calls back in because we got about 6 more minutes before he can't call in.
Oh.
And you know, B, this guy was my boy. He was my boy.
So
I stuck up for him.
They're certain true colors, just give them time. That's one thing I notice about people that's wrong too much, try not to fuck with everybody. I fool with those who fool with me. Well, the dog taught me a valuable lesson about that kind of shit.
Yeah. Let me see this, Shake. Shake, is that you? Hello, caller?
Yeah.
Shake, is this you?
Yeah.
You want me to leave the mic open?
No, I'm going to switch back over.
All right, man. You got a few more minutes, okay?
All right.
Hey, Teo.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to be to work in about 2 hours, so I'm going to catch up with y'all later, man. Y'all take care. All
right, man. Thanks for calling
All right.
me, huh? All right, brother.
Oh, no problem. Okay, hope you get down to the bottom of it.
I will. I'll find a way. I know what my topic's going to be next week.
I'll be listening in on it.
All right, man.
All right, take care, dude.
All right, we'll see you, man.
Yeah.
Tyson.
Yeah, I'm here, Teo. I'm just looking at that video where... Oklahoma get their ass drugged down in Chicago.
What is that on? Hood TV?
It's on Hood TV.
Yeah. Hey, Tyson,
That's
are you on Facebook?
Huh?
Are you on Facebook?
Nah.
Oh. You know, Shake, I'm going to find that show. I'm going to do that when this show ends. I'm going to go on that search, and I'm going to find it, and I'm going to cram it down his motherfucking throat. This is just bullshit now. I just don't have time for this stuff. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to get dinged in this race. And you know, Shake, it's going to come back. It's going to come back to me starting trouble. What are you doing? A hoedown?
Don't tease my music, man.
Yeah, you better get yourself some other music. Did you hear me, Shake? Music.
I think Shake went on mute.
Oh.
He must be running around in that shop naked again.
This is going to come back on me. I wonder if sleep got back in or not.
Oh, no. Ain't going to come back on you.
You think it's gonna come back on you, Tail?
I think it's gonna come back on me. I think because I'm gonna be made to look like the bad guy that I'm starting all this shit, talking about having a race locked in with him, and he's gonna tell people I never locked in no race. I hope he tells everybody that he didn't lock a race in. And then I'm gonna get that episode. I'm gonna post it. Well, BET knows.
He told BET, so he can't say that.
Is it too late to get back on the line, Tell?
About 2 minutes left. I hope sleep calls back in.
Oh, he got 10 minutes?
1:59.
Let me call him.
Who's he calling? You know, Tyson, it's not fair to BET.
Oh no.
Why should he have to be out money? If he was promised guaranteed money.
Well. Yeah. You see, that's like I say, Kevin brought that on the show. Because he done said that to BET. Now, BET gonna blast his ass. Because he didn't have to say nothing. He didn't have to lock no waist up. He didn't have to say nothing.
Yeah, I figure BET's probably at a race right now.
Yeah.
Because usually him and Wick call in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sleepy say he's waiting on Will, and then he's going to come back in, but he might be too late. I told him to call my number and I'll get him in.
Oh, okay.
That's because I ain't got no payphone like Tyson.
Hey, my man, don't be teasing my payphone. Hold up, I got to put another quarter in it right now.
Hey, you know you got the wooden nickels. You got a pile of wood nickels over in the corner. You ain't going to run out.
Well, we got about 15 seconds before the on-air show. The live feed cuts loose. So hopefully everybody who's in on the line, hope you stay on the lines in case this clown calls in, man.
Hey,
I know Kev won't.
Well, hi, is that? He's fell off.
Who?
Who? No, he gone. He gone.
Oh.
Said he gotta get up in the morning. I think he said.
Oh, we didn't get Miss Supersport on the mind, did we?
She better not get on this phone.
I want to find out because they got off the show the other day. They had a race to do in the streets. I want to know how the race turned out.
Oh, okay. Well, she was racing.
No, we was on her show Thursday, wasn't it, Tell?
Yeah.
And they had to cut the show short because there was some shit going down.
I always miss the show.
Always call too late.
No, 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 no. You know danger when you see it. You don't have to call in.
Ain't nobody scared of her, man.
You better quit, man.
Hey, nobody scared of her.
Don't say that. How many seconds
we got before the show go off?
Oh, okay, Tyson. Like I told Hype, you better be scared. You better be scared, because if you ever surrender, that means you giving in to that 24.
Ain't nobody scared of her. Nah.
See, that's 24. Hey, listen, that's 24 deep.
Right. That's like a 10.5 W. You don't want that wide and deep, man.
Ain't gotta worry about that.
It's a 24 W.
Yeah, that's a 24.
I'm gonna take that W. I'm gonna pat it down first.
Oh, you gonna take it?
Yeah, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna pat it down first. See, I'm talking all this shit because there's only a couple seconds left on the air, so.
You gonna take it?
I'm gonna take it. Take it from her.
You gonna take it like a man?
I'm gonna take it from her.
No, you said take it like a man.
No, I didn't say take it like a man.
Didn't he tell? He said take it like a man.
I ain't listen. When you start talking about her, that 24, I don't know nothing. I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing. That 24W might find us out way out west. I don't want that shit out here.
God damn, he gassed the shit out of goddamn.
Oh, he sure did. You watching the race?
Man, he gassed the fuck out of Danny Day.
Oh, well, guess what they're saying now? Now they're saying it's the fastest street race truck never been beaten by a truck. They keep giving themselves more and more and more names.
All that got in there. All we got
in there. Yeah, damn. My man from Chi-Town, he made a video. He said, we'll race you. I'll quarter my car again. Show eighth of my car for $10,000. Anytime you're ready.
What are you looking at on the Tyson?
It's on Hulu TV.
Which topic, though?
It's under Oklahoma.
Street
yeah,
Outlaws in Chicago.
Chicago. The Loss.
Okay.
They can't beat Chicago. They can't beat Detroit.
Man, them motherfucking goddamn Nova got his ass.
Yeah, he'll be the next one to go to Turbos.
My goddamn huffer was huffing.
Where's Eastside been, man? Eastside Strangler haven't been on in a minute.
Mom ain't been on in a minute.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, dude, I'm trying to figure out when that episode was.
Detroit to the TV. Rap is back.
Shake down.
Okay. Street Outlaws.
Who is that?
We're going to run straight down the list.
Detroit to the TV.
Yeah, you've got some good shit on there too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Izzy Trees, Derek. Right off the line,
off the flashlight. Izzy's running along there. You know, they have a... There's a... To where you could do a podcast for these shows, I just don't know how to do it.
Uh huh.
Do you remember when we had that blowout? Me and Kev?
Yeah.
How long ago was that? I would say probably around April.
Wait,
I think it's around April, yeah.
Does a willy like that?
Yeah, I believe it's around April.
So it has to be before that.
Versus SRG.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at
SRG. Basically rolls off. I don't really know what happened. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get to the bottom of this, man.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to find the show where we had like a lot of numbers. Yeah, this is it right here. It was. It might have been in March when that shit happened.
No, it had to be. I know it had to be around somewhere around there.
And then, let me see. So it might have been like the week or two before that. In February. Yeah, cause that's what I think it was. It was in February.
Now, overall, it was a good episode.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to check those shows, and I'm going to listen to it. And I'm going to play it back.
I know how to do something.
I'm going to make a sound bite out of it. No, I can't do that. Because he'll just take it off. This is what's making me mad. I thought. Now, this didn't happen. All the things that I went through with all this shit, all the people telling me I was wrong, this is all my fault. And now,
yes.
Now this is going to come down. Because if this race is locked up, someone still has to pay BET the money.
Yeah, BET got it. That's for sure.
Because that's how we put it. That's how we put it into it.
No, nobody got it. BET got it.
Yeah. I'm just fuming right now, dude. I'm trying not to be pissed about this. Fuck. The same old shenanigans, man. Same old shit.
Really?
Oh, man, that's right. I don't know. I might have to get away from all this shit. Oh, we lost Tyson. Shake, you still there? Shake. Shake and bake.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we lost Tyson, man.
Yo.
What's happening, babe?
I don't know.
Who's that?
Georgia boy.
It's Georgia boy.
Oh, you ain't you? I thought you fell off too.
Nah, I had went mute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, did you try to get a hold of a BET?
Yeah, I texted him and told him to call in. But you know, he probably at the track in Prescott.
Yeah. No, I got those dates, Jake. I'm going to look at them. I got some dates I'm going to look at and listen to the shows and see if they're on there.
Yeah, I think you're gonna end up having to squash all that, Tayo. Because that shit done got hyped up for nothing.
But Shake, I wasn't doing the hyping though.
Jay
was the one running off at the mouth, saying all day he wouldn't raise $500, and we each gonna pay BET $100.
Oh yeah.
He set up the whole thing. I'm like, all right. And then to say it never happened. I mean, then what's going to happen after that? I messed with the tapes. I did this on purpose. So you just text them? You didn't talk to them? Jake?
Hey, he's going in the bushes.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Shake.
Yeah, I talked to him earlier.
Oh, you talked to him or you text him?
Talked to him.
And he said this is something that never happened?
Yeah, he said it didn't take place.
And I just made I'm making all this up? Shake?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just making all this up?
No.
No, I mean, is that what he's saying?
We didn't go no further than that. I just asked him, did he have a lock-in race with Tao? He said no. So, like I said, you're going to probably have to just squash it, man, leave it alone.
Oh, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to put his ass in check again so everybody can see what kind of fuck-up this guy is. They want to say he's a hell of a nice guy. Kevin's good for the game. And all he's a lying motherfucker. And I'll tell him straight to his fucking face, too.
You sure you want to do this?
What?
You sure you want to do this?
Is he sure he wants to make me look like a liar? The fuck? Why would I want to race him? I'm about 3 seconds faster than him. Why would I want to set up a race to race him head up? He brought all this up, Shay. He set up the race. He locked the race up. Every rule, every stip put in there was his. I was just showing up. See, man, but that's it. It's Kevin, and poor, fragile Kevin. He can talk his shit and lie his way out of shit, and no one will call him on it.
Hold on, sir.
Somebody call you out.
Well, they called me out. He just locked in on the show, and we were going to do this race. And we had a falling out. So I just want to know if this race is still locked or not. And he's saying now he never had anything locked with me. But there's another guy who's going to have money owed to him. How's he going to get his money? And why is that guy expecting money if this was never locked up?
Yeah. So somebody's running to me.
So that's where it comes down to. I mean, someone's not going to get paid. So do I send the $100 out to the guy in good faith? Because it was a deal I made? That's where this whole thing gets involved at. But I'm going to find it on the show. And I'll put it out there and let everybody hear it. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to give everybody the episode and tell them where it's at on the tape. Let them go take a listen, too. And let them tell me if this is a locked-in race or not. Since so many people want to throw stones and they want to say, I'm an asshole, I'm fucked up, they don't want to come on my show and tell me that, but they'll cry to other people. But in the background, they'll say, if I had a problem with somebody, I should have called them. And I did call them. I had a problem, I did call. And those same people who had a problem with me don't call me. So it's okay to preach, but it's not okay to follow what you preach. Now I'm all wound up again. You know, the thing is like, I don't mind coming back east, and I'll come. But to drive out there 2,200 miles, and somebody doesn't show, then they want to say they don't have a race. And I'm glad this was brought up tonight. I mean, what if I just would have went anyway? The guy never showed up. You know, the guy who locked up the race, BET knows I'm supposed to be there. And I show up and this guy doesn't show up. All it is for $500. That's not even covering gas money.
$500 all the way across the globe.
But hey, I figured the guy wanted to race me that bad. I don't know why. I don't know why he wanted to throw the gauntlet down on me.
That ain't no money.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I had to get off the phone, man. That was Corey just called.
Oh, okay.
He just got in from work, so he didn't get a chance to listen to the show too much.
So what do you think? We just let this go and chalk it up to Kevin being an idiot again?
So what now?
I said, so what do? We just chalk this up to Kevin being an idiot and let it go?
We're going to have to pray on that, Teo.
And then who's going to pay BET? Now, I know there was a race lock. BET knows there's a race lock.
I'm going to hit BET in the eye. I'm going to hit BET in the eye, and then he won't think about it no more.
But this is $200 to BET.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
$200.
This is $200 to BET. So here's how that race worked, because it made absolutely no sense to me. But I wasn't worried about it because I knew I had them covered. Now, the race is for $500. Now, tell me how insane this is. And, Georgia boy, you chime in on this too. The race is for $500. And then, on top of the $500 we're racing for, we're each giving BET $100.
For what?
So the loser is paying $600. The winner's only putting out $100 of the winner's money. So now my race is for $400.
$400 to you, $600 to the loser.
It's loser don't get nothing. He's got to hand over $500 to me and then another $100 to BET.
That's what I just said. $600
to the loser.
That's
not smart business.
The loser pays off $600.
So listen to this. And I am talking shit. This has got Kevin written all over it. Because that's how stupid this is. No, dude, this is bugging me, man.
Without truth.
What'd you say?
You know, I'm gonna send BET $100. Because Kev ain't gonna show. Why should BET out money? I'd rather take $100 and have a good name than be labeled a liar.
If BET wasn't accepted, he might not be willing to accept it. He might just say, fuck it.
You know what? That'll be on him. But I'm going to let him know that I'm going to stand behind what the deal was. Because that's what's right. Fucking guy, man. Lady motherfucking K. Answer phones, bitches. Oh, dude, I'm fucking rattled now.
Yeah,
I was just asking in good faith, Shake.
So what?
I was asking in good faith. Because we talked to BET, and BET says, yeah. You guys do have a locked up race.
That's past my bedtime.
Oh, you made it way past your bedtime.
You gotta go work in the morning?
No.
Oh, you gotta put the spaceship at the Georgia Six Flags in the morning. You gotta set the kids up in the morning, right?
Get up on my Sunday's bed.
they got a sign out front before they ride in your car. If you ain't called a defender, you can't get in. I know I won't be able to ride then. I gotta get some high heel shoes.
Yeah.
Hey, Georgia boy, I'm going to need you to give me a list of the tracks around in your neighborhood, in your area.
All right.
And text it to me, because starting with the Macon, Georgia one and all the surrounding ones.
The Macon, Georgia one closed.
I know. I need that address.
Awesome. All right. Look all that stuff up.
Because if I hit the lottery this week, I'm coming down there and I'm buying up two or three of them jokers.
All right, well, bring me whatever you got on your engine stand built already. You win the lottery, so you know you can go ahead and donate that motor.
Right.
He's gonna come out with a new engine stand.
Ask Tail what I'm gonna do when I get to that, when I buy that truck. What I'm going to put in it.
What are you going to put in it?
You're going to put in a Chinese massage parlor.
I put a Whopper. Hey, for real, I put a Whopper House right at the track. I make all the money.
a Whopper House and a dyno.
Yeah, put a Whopper House right at the track. You think I won't make all the money?
Shit. Chicken and waffle.
Yeah, folks stay out there all night and race.
Mm-hmm. And eat good like a mug.
So I'll lose five grand in the race, sit back, go see Miss Lee. Thank you so much. I'll get that $5,000 right back.
Oh, man, I ain't tell you that he got it locked in with old girl in that G-Body.
Oh, D?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that
race
was supposed to go off yesterday, wasn't it?
Nah, they were always talking about the 21st, something like that.
Well, she didn't ever send that money in, did she?
Yeah, it's locked in.
Who she send the money to?
I don't know.
Oh, so she must have send no money in. Remember, she was supposed to Western Union that night.
Yeah, she said she gonna bust that ass and take that ashtray.
she said she's gonna
crush the car and keep the ashtray.
She said she's gonna take the ashtray out and crush the rest of the car. Oh boy, I can't let that happen to my boy.
Look, she said she got over $10,000 in her big block. I said,
yep.
Good God.
And then she said he can race with the big block or the small block, whichever one he wants.
Yeah, two of them.
And she was from Alabama, wasn't she?
Yeah. She said, I don't know why you put a roll cage in that car. It ain't going to go that damn fast.
Oh, man.
I said,
you know what, man? It's one thing when a guy tells you that shit. But when it comes out of a woman's mouth, man, it just makes you put your head down even lower.
Oh, yeah. You won't stand nothing. He was hot. He was hot.
Oh, he was hot, Tao.
Yeah.
He was hot.
Yeah, he cussed me out.
What'd he tell you?
Oh, that was the show last night?
No, he told me. What did he say? She said,
you ain't got no money
on it. Yeah, he said $500. I said, $500? I said, George, boy, you got any money on this? I said, no. He said, well, shut your fat ass up then.
Boy, that man. Shit was heated.
Yeah,
so,
he was quiet.
So did they make a plan where it's going to be at?
I don't know. I think they're going to race to LaGrange.
LaGrange?
Yep. Now that LaGrange, Jordan.
And he don't know nothing about that.
She coming from Alabama. So I said, LaGrange is about 18 minutes from Alabama, so that'd be easy on her.
Okay, but he don't know anything about this girl?
Nothing. He didn't got sucking in on this.
He needs to do some investigation and check her out first.
Yeah, it might be a promo and he's after racing again.
God, she might have a lightweight like you do.
In that case, she need to call me out.
Right. I know he ain't going to put the car up. It's going to probably be. How much was the race for? Did they lock it in?
$500.
Ooh-wee.
Everybody with these $500 numbers.
Well.
I just had a little mind up for that little bit of money. Not that I'm already in track. If I'm already in track and somebody bet me $5, but if I got to come from another state, not for no $500.
Yeah, you got to make it worth your while.
Yeah, it's different if you already at the track and somebody want to lock it in right quick for $500. That's different. Like Kay was saying earlier, he got to come all the way from California.
Exactly. That's
500.
That's 2,000 miles.
You might as well say you're rich for bragging rights. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the guy
wasn't
racing.
Yeah,
really
that much
bragging.
Yeah, I'm saying you ain't going to make no money off of that because you're going to spend more than that in fuel.
Hey, Tao, text me the date and the name of the track for that Kansas City stuff.
All right, well, I'll talk to you when we get off the show, man. I'm going to wrap things up right now because it's getting a little late for everybody. To everybody still on the line, I hope you guys have a happy Father's Day tomorrow. And trust me, there's going to be a show next Saturday night. Make sure you strap in.
Hey, right. Hey, my car's on light. I got it on a mattress outside. It's sleeping.
You stupid.
I wear them helium balloons in the Macy parade. Gotta have space when you pull it down.
I told you better get some soot in the block and tie that joker down across the Maxwell's, boy. It's gonna be in another county by morning.
I set it up on the track like a game of chess. I set it up.
Okay.
Take it out of backpack and put it together.
You guys have a good one. We'll catch everybody next Saturday night.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing.